I'm Nick Evans. I have an unusual passion. Snakes. I'm usually the guy walking towards these amazing creatures when they intersect with humans, when everyone else is running away. Join me for my latest adventure in Snake Rescue.
Just got a call from a house in Reservoir Hills on a Sunday afternoon, an overcast Sunday afternoon. Already had one mamba call earlier, but it got away. We went to this house about a month or two ago, and where the gardener sleeps, there was a black mamba in his roof. And we managed to catch it eventually. It actually came down into the rooms. Thankfully, it was outside. But now there's another one. It's outside. It sounds like it's gone into some tires. The guy who called me, his wife is watching it. And yeah, sounds like it's gone into tires. But we'll see when we get there. Hopefully it stays put and just takes cover. If anyone's wondering why he's had two mambas in such a short period of time, it's because he lives bordering the Palmit Valley, and people who live bordering valleys around Durban are bound to get mambas. But also he's got quite a few hiding places for the mamba around his property. Right, so we got to the house, and at first we couldn't find it. It went up the tyres, into the wall, and into the same roof of where the gardener sleeps, in the same room.
How's it, Nick?
So now it's gone into the same room. It's in the roof. We're looking at it now, cruising on one of the shelves. It was a lot quicker and easier than I thought it would be. As I mentioned earlier, it went into this very same room that we caught one in, it was a month or two ago. And actually I found out that the guy that used to sleep in there, after the first mamba, he decided now he's sleeping elsewhere. So he wasn't there, it was just a storage room. But yeah, I came out the plastic of the roof and onto a shelf and was just cruising around, probably just looking for a nice, quiet, sheltered place. It was a fairly easy catch. I had to stand on the bed and lean on some bicycles at the same time, which is probably not ideal and maybe not the safest, but you've got to make a plan, you don't have time. Yeah, I pulled it out and restrained it, and I was fairly straightforward and quick. Getting in the bucket wasn't that easy. It was twisting and wrapping around my arm, and I don't normally struggle getting them in buckets, but I struggled a bit with this one. It was a really fasty one, but in beautiful condition. It's actually very pretty, a nice light grey colour with some bite in between the scales. It looks a young snake, maybe 3 or 4 years old. Good looking one, so always nice to see ones like that. And yeah, we'll be taking DNA, microchipping it, measuring it, and then we'll set it free in the next door neighbor's house. Or not, maybe not there.
This has been another real life edition of Snake Rescue with me, Nick Evans. Find more of my snake rescue adventures on your favorite podcast app.